Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed by with love by my nephew Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, a lesbian, an entrepreneur, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. Nicole's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, Nicole, I heard you talking a little bit early that your mom finally joined Match.com and actually paid, huh?
Yep, she did.
And there's a guy that's sort of interested in her. And
That is absolutely like a love at first sight type thing with her right now. And basically, under normal circumstances, I would literally, I would be like, you know what, well, people are nuts and this and that. And I would be very, very skeptical of the entire thing. But some of the background information that I have, you know, just like made like a little bit of sense. The guy is putting himself out there after about 5 years of not really being on the market, you know, of just casually dating and this and that, nobody of any kind of substance. He joined Match.com, was only really looking in his general area because he didn't want anybody geographically undesirable. And he's across the country, by the way. And all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, whatever, you know, the one day that my mom decides that she's going to activate her account and actually pay for it, he sees her, he IMs her, and they've been talking nonstop ever since. You know, and he's like, you know what, well, we need to do this and we need to do that, and I want to meet you and I want to take you to places and I want to, and my mother's like, this shit does not happen to me, so, you know, screw this guy's out of his mind. I was like, you know what? And she started talking about him. And she was talking about how, like, she gets this overall sense of almost serenity when she talks to him, and how he brings a smile to her day. You know, whenever she hears that little IM thing, as she's, like, sitting there stressing out about work, all of a sudden, boom, he'll pop in and he'll just say, like, a little line from a poem or something like that. I mean, really is kind of, like, overboard, really. But at the same time, it's making my mother smile. And my mother has not really smiled like that in a very, very long time because, I mean, she's actually, you know, in the middle of a very, very, like, bad divorce, you know. So, you know, she's been separated for almost a year now. And, you know, I can't even say my stepfather because he was really nothing to me. But her ex-husband is now out of the house. You know what I'm saying? And has been out of the house for approximately a year. You know, so, I mean, she's been, like, pretty much very, very sad ever since, you know, that fell apart. And it's the first time that she's taken the chance, which I think is awesome that she's willing to take the chance, even if it is the safety of internet. But you know what? In the middle of her talking about this guy, all of a sudden the weirdest thing happened, Cindy. I kid you not. Me, my girlfriend, and my mother are sitting at her dining room table, and there's sliding glass doors behind her, okay? As she's sitting here talking about this guy and about her fears and everything else, in the pitch black flies a little butterfly and lands smack right on the window. But not even like an orange and black butterfly, like a yellow and black butterfly just lands right there and literally hung out for a little while until she was done talking about him and then flew away.
Well, that was definitely, you know, a good sign that the universe is watching over. Butterflies are really definitely signs from the other side. And she, you know, this might be a transition soulmate for her because it is long distance. Somebody that's kind of safe for both of them because he, you know, he has his own trauma. She has her own.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's definitely good for her that she's realizing that there are other people out there in this universe.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I told her, and I said, you know what? This guy could be the biggest BS artist or not. I said, it really doesn't matter. I said, they're across the country. It's emails and fantasy land. So you know what? Enjoy the fantasy. And if the fantasy should happen to become a reality, then you'll enjoy it then too. And if it's just fantasy for a little while, I said, be the person that you always wished you could be in real life over the internet. And I told her, I was like, you know, you're going to be amazed to see that for the longest time, you're going to sit there and be the person you always wanted to be, and then all of a sudden you're going to wake up one day and realize that you're not faking it anymore, that you actually have become the person that you've always wanted to be. You know, so I told my mother, I was just like, let your walls down, explore something new and something exciting, appreciate the smile that he's putting on your face, and if that's all that you get out of it, then so be it. But you've been screaming, and I actually yelled at her about this. I said, you know what? This guy is saying all the right things. Granted, it's overboard for somebody that you just met, but women today, and this is gay and straight women alike. Women today, they want Pretty Woman. They want The Notebook. They want An Officer and a Gentleman. They want all these little fantastic romance things, and then when all of a sudden somebody comes out of the blue and gives them exactly what they want, they run from it.
Right, and that and it's safe for her to explore her feelings.
Exactly.
It is long distance, and it is, though, letting her know that it's a soulful relationship. It's safe. And, of course, you have to meet him sooner than later. And if he doesn't want to meet her, then he's not, then he's lying. But at least she had some fun and had some safe distraction and a little fantasy. I don't know if you've seen the movie No Strings Attached. Did you see that yet?
I actually have not. It was so funny that I was looking for a movie for my girlfriend and I the other day, and I must have been like on like a Natalie Portman type. Actually, no, I think it was Anne Hathaway. Now I don't even know. I was on like a little kick. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a different movie for me and my girlfriend to watch. And I was between The Black Swan and No Strings Attached. And of course, I chose The Black Swan. So I have not seen that one as of yet. But
it's a very important movie to watch for the commitment phobics because it has some really important messages. And Ashton Kutcher acts really karmically correct in that movie. So
you don't want to know what's funny?
I think I don't want to spoil the plot, but I think it's an important movie.
I know one thing about that movie, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing about that movie, that prior to my girlfriend and I actually becoming committed and officially calling it like what it was, okay, of course, as you know, we were both very, very commitment phobic and we kind of fought things tooth and nail, but, she thought it was hysterical that in this movie they referred to, commitments, romantically as being emotional peanut allergies, where all of a sudden, you get close and then your throat starts to close up and you start to this and you start to that, and before you know it, you're in an emotional anaphylactic shock.
And that's why the movie is really, really an important study of commitment phobia of your generation and solutions. So, I hope everybody gets to watch it because it really is a very brilliant movie in its own way, and it's very funny. So the acting is really good, and I hope you guys watch it. And that's all I'm going to say on that topic. So
okay.
I see we have a lot of callers, and
we
want to keep the continuing saga of your mom. So, please let us know what happens.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
I'm telling you, Cindy, this woman who barely wanted to have a phone conversation has been calling me 5 to 10 times a day. Oh, my God, you have
soul.
To hear what he just said.
It opens her soul. So even if it's a momentary soulmate relationship, it's made her more aware and more sensitive, and it has opened her soul, and it serves the purpose right there.
Exactly. All right.
Because soulmates make us really want to communicate. Funny because love makes us want to communicate, and our addictions make us want to disconnect. So sometimes people open their heart to love, and then they go to their addictions because addictions make us disconnect. So that was one thing that was recently channeled to me that, people will run to their addictions when they get scared. So, I'm glad that your mom's, if it, nothing else, it brings her closer to you, which, your stepfather took you and your mom further apart because that was what he tried to do. So, here's a connecting with you and your mom. So are you enjoying it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, it was a little bit of, like, a rough, you know, patch to get back to something, but me and my mother are fast becoming very, very good friends. And you know what? Like, even with as much as I work and everything else, my mom is always, you know, she's overextending, you know, herself or whatever to kind of help me out in any way, shape, or form. So I think both of us have definitely done some healing in the last few years. And, you know, we actually, you know, have, you know, we're building a very, very good relationship now, which is good.
And that's why I said, if nothing else, if this man helps you and your mom be close, it has served a purpose. And that's what soul love does. It makes us want to love our children better. It makes us want to love everybody better. And eventually will lead us to cosmic consciousness and loving all humanity better. And I think we need that right now because it really is a dog-eat-dog world out there. It's kind of scary in its own way. So the more that we can learn to love, you know, through soul love, it's very important for everybody. So I'm really glad to hear your mom getting back in the world and, you know, risking something.
Yep. So am I. Believe me, Cindy, so am I.
Wonderful.
I will definitely keep you guys posted on that. I will definitely keep you posted. And I'm sure I'm going to get an update later on tonight, too. So, all right, we're going to move into the first call because we do have a lot of callers tonight, Cindy.
Okay, go ahead.
And
you didn't screen this
as
one?
As usual, I don't screen the first caller ever because then I'm going to miss your little
Charles
intro.
Manson wannabe, you know?
Oh, dear Lord.
Remember, we had a couple of crazies on here once or twice.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, that's why I always stay on the line when you first start the call, just to make sure that they're not crazy. And then I dip myself into the chat room as necessary. So we're going to go, just so they know that we're addressing them, we're going to go to the 215 area code, and the last four digits of the number are 2323. So.
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Oh, boy, you sound lovely.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. See, I'm not an axe murderer or anything.
I know. You know, it's so funny because we had, you know, a couple of crazies, and boy, it's a little, you know, disturbing, but of course that's what hanging up on is for.
Well, I promise you won't want to hang up on me.
Oh, I wonder where you're calling from. I don't recognize your area.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, good. And you have a question you wanted to ask us or something you want to share with us?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if in any way, if you see me ever like entering like a monogamous, committed, long-lasting relationship, because I've had some long-term relationships, but after, you know, 5 or 6 years, they seem to end. And now I'm seeing a couple of guys, plus talking to an old boyfriend, and I'm just like, where is this all going to net out, you know?
Okay, and that's a very good question, and relationships tend to work in five-year cycles, and sometimes if we haven't had like a long-term soulmate, it doesn't mean it's a failure. We learn from every relationship, and if it's brought you to this question that you asked us tonight, am I going to have a monogamous relationship? Perhaps it's finally been something you really, really want now. And that's half the battle. How old are you, if you don't mind I'm asking, because there is generational karma. So it
I
helps
am
me. 59. Okay, you're like the same age group as I am, because I'm 58. And what's been channeled to me is the greatest love affairs are happening to women 50 and over. Because our generation were the first ones that really had to stop with the prostitute archetype, not staying with men for money. We were the first ones to be able to say, no, there's no more. We made our bed, sleep in it. There's
right.
no more of the master men owning us. Going from the property of our fathers to the property of our husbands, we went to the property of ourselves. And there's no more of the, you know, mommy to bad boys. So it's really learning for that and to be that soulmate equal. And what I'm seeing here is a very loving relationship coming here. You do have to let go of some of the past. Not the guy necessarily that you're talking about from the past, because sometimes soulmates are brought to us 20 or 30 or 40 years earlier. So we make all the mistakes. We relive our parents' stupid marriages, and we make all the mistakes. How long have you known the guy from the past?
I dated him the longest. I dated him like 6.5 years, and now we've been apart. It'll be a year in September, and but we still talk, and but he's. He doesn't want to get back together. He says no. He
okay,
wants to
Okay, so what
see
are we not
at.
Hearing? Let's take that back. Okay.
Right. No. When I spoke to you a few months ago, you thought he would come around, so I didn't know if is it just.
Yes, he's coming around, and he's a person that will want you forever, but not necessarily committed. And that's why I was recommending the movie No Strings Attached. It works for any generation because it was pretty much the message is, you know, when someone doesn't want to commit or stick 2 feet in, we have to stop allowing them to contact us. And, you know, he is a person that will keep you forever, you know, in his life if you want it that way. But at this point, I'm seeing a really good man ready to come into the picture for you. And unfortunately, this other man's going to lose out because soulmate love demands commitment. Are you ready to commit yourself now?
Yes, I am. I just haven't made good choices in the past, so I guess I don't trust myself.
I don't think you've made bad choices. I think, you know, you're an old soul, and old souls fall for the prince and the princesses that become
exactly.
The beast. It's unfortunately because we've been brainwashed to see the good in people.
Right.
I think your judgment is much better. God may have a little fun with you, bring a couple of real, you know, princes that'll become the beast in like 5 seconds. You know, you'll see, man, it only took me a day to see him instead of, you know, 10 years. It's just God's way of saying, see, you did learn, honey. And, you know, just have a little fun when he comes because you're going to start saying, boy, I am a good judge of character. God, I caught that one right away. That red flag was like right there. So don't think when it happens, when you get like 4 in a row, man, all men suck. No, it's just God's way of saying, honey, you really are sharp now. And this, and they have a little fun with us as they're waiting to bring our soulmate in alignment with you. We do have about 30 of them on the planet. So sometimes if we stayed too long, like, you know, you were supposed to be over this guy in the 5-year mark, not 6.5 plus 1 more year. So if you had really closed up and said at the 5-year mark, I don't want this anymore. If you can't commit, I want somebody else. The universe probably would have had a soulmate ready for you already. But if we stay too long, you sort of throw off things. And then the universe has to bring another soulmate in alignment with us. And it's not that easy to bring soulmates.
I know that.
If there's only 30 out of how many billions of people in the world, you know, you got to kind of bring it in alignment. But it is coming now. And if you would just really write down what your soulmate would be like, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and you want to be the same one, back, it will happen. He's a very generous man, by the way, and it really is nearby. And I really don't, you know, like when people say, oh, I'm too old, I've missed the boat, because believe me, till the day you drop dead, there is a soulmate. So even if we're 90 and we want another soulmate, the universe will bring it. There's, you know, we're never too old to love or be loved. The heart is an eternal child. The soul is immortal. And the body, it doesn't matter how old we are or how young, really. So at this point, it's coming.
Is there any way that I could recognize who he is? Like, is there?
Recognize him instantly because this is a very strong soulmate. Would have a recognition factor, which will mean probably within a sentence or two, something's going to go off in you, a real positive radar.
Okay.
And he will say a lot of the buzzwords or a lot of the things that you've written down. And when he says it, you'll go, oh, my God. And he's a giver, too, like you. You're a giver. And God is finally bringing the givers together instead of we who give and we get the takers. You know what I mean? No more of that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a giver. He's very generous. He's very, very, very kind. And you know, I'll give you an example. You know, my soulmate, TJ, my fiancé, you know, there was this beautiful vanity in a furniture store that was really expensive, and I would never have bought it for myself. And it was sort of like the fantasy. Every woman, you know, it's an armoire. You open it up, and it's this beautiful light-up mirror and beautiful thing. Well, it got delivered today for me from my soulmate. And I mean, is that not the sweetest?
That is the sweetest.
And it's something that, you know, is... That's a giver. And, you know, most of my life I've been with takers. You know, I didn't want to run the prostitute archetype, so I made all the money and people just sort of took it. You know what I'm saying? And at this point in life, we've worked hard to get to be with men who, or women if we're lesbians, or, you know, homosexuals and other men, but a soulmate who will really give to us. And that's what's here for you. Your mom has passed away?
Yes, she has.
Because your mom is saying, I know who he is, and he's really great. And your mom is really excited to just send you some love and a little bit of apologies to you. Do you know why she's saying I'm sorry?
I don't know. I have a slight idea, but I wouldn't be sure.
And she would want to be here if she could be to help
right.
you, but she can't be. And she's pretty
right.
happy up where she is, by the
I
way.
I know she is. I'm excited for her.
And the dead are speaking more openly about, you know, they see how hard life is for us, and they don't mind staying up there and observing and helping, but she's going to bring this soulmate to you, so you just have to keep your eyes open.
Is it somebody I'm seeing now, one of the guys I'm seeing now?
I don't think so, because is there anybody who's knocked your socks off yet?
No, not knocked my socks off.
This guy's a knocking your socks off kind of guy.
Okay.
And you know, your mom just is, she's up there smiling because there's nothing that she wants more for you than for you to have a really good man by your side.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and
well,
let us know when he manifests.
Much.
And we always love that you wait so long, 20 minutes to speak to us.
Oh, I would wait longer than that.
Oh,
thank you
so much,
wonderful.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sin.
Okay, and Nicole, after we do the next call, I want you to go down to the 516 number because that's a local number, and I do send out emails to our fan base on Long Island, and
okay.
they've been complaining they never get through. So,
but you know, you got to hand it to the people that are out of state, though, because, like, you know, these guys are on the line for a long time waiting.
I know, and our Long Island ones, you know, don't wait as long, so whatever. So, anyway.
All right, so... Okay, so we're going to head over to California right now. We're
okay.
going to speak to Marie, and she would like to know what is going on between her and Chris, and where are they headed?
Okay, that's
Hello,
a good
Marie, you're
question.
In the air.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, and you're calling all the way from California, huh?
Yeah, not
well,
Long Island.
You were from Long Island originally?
Oh, no, I was just kidding.
Okay, I said you don't sound like a Long Islander. Okay, so you and Chris have been how long together or not together? What's the story?
Quite a few years with a lot of friendship.
Okay, and have you been lovers now recently?
Not too recently, but yes.
In the past, okay.
Past.
Soulmate ladder of love is one ladder of love, and a friendship is another ladder of love, and it's hard to jump from one to the next. It's easy, you know, it's very hard if you want to be a lover to just be a friend. Are you having that trouble now?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what he wants or what he wants to do with it.
He's a man who definitely loves you and could definitely love you for the rest of his life, but this man is really a commitment phobic. He's a man that, you know, isn't sure that he could be the man that you would want in the long haul. Are you aware of that?
No.
He's not so good in relationships with women. You know,
okay.
when he's a lover, I mean, he has issues and they tend to be revealed in intimate relationship as our issues will be revealed. He doesn't want to mess this up with you. Are you aware of that?
No, not at all.
Okay, because he doesn't express it to you?
No.
Okay, and that's part of it, because he's not going to say to you, boy, I really mess up long-term relationships, or I'm not good at the relationship thing. Are you happy with the way it is? Because it'll sort of drift like this, almost him pulling away from you at this point.
That continues forever?
Unless you demand more. We have more say over relationships than we realize. If you were to tell him the truth how you feel, he may run, but you may be better off with that than 5 more years of this dance before you finally get fed up. You
right.
know, he does see other people. Are you aware of that?
No, I haven't asked.
Okay, and again, if you knew he was seeing other people, would that bother you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he's not telling you. Sometimes, you know, we have
to... Or is it to be sneaky?
I don't know it's necessarily sneaky. People do this just because the commitment phobics tend to always have one foot one place, one foot in another place. He's thinking if he told you, you might not be happy about it. I think he knows that you might not be happy. But you haven't asked, so he doesn't feel like he's lying. You know, it is lie of omission. And that's something that I think human beings have to learn to take their head out of, you know, out of the sand. We all do it. We, even when we have teenagers or whatever, you know, we're asking them if they drink and they're saying no, and we're going, okay, you're not. When my daughter used to tell me that she was dead drunk, I mean, I just, you know, been brainwashed to see the good in people, but then didn't want to have to deal with the issue. You know, you have your own fears of moving this forward as well. And at this point, you know, it's going to go on like this as long as, you know, it's the laws of physics. You know, until something goes, it gets in the way, a ball just keeps traveling in the direction it's going to be traveling. Are you the person who's going to want to make this go in a different direction?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Right. And
he
won't be the one. He won't be the one to move this forward. It will have to be you. And again, he is a commitment phobic, so if you try to move it forward, he may run. And that's a chance we have to be willing to take. Because this is, you know, relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. How long have you been with him on and off?
Longer than that.
Okay. Isn't it time you kind of knew what you were to each other?
Yeah.
And just the fact you're asking the question is, like I always say, you know, we shouldn't have to ask a psychic about relationships. We should have to ask the person we're with and put our cards on the table. It's like if we were in a business deal with somebody that wasn't going anywhere for 7 years, we'd have, you know, I don't think we'd wait 7 years to see if we're going to be good business partners.
I know, but.
Again, asking him, having the courage to ask him, what are we to each other? And is this any hope for it to be more? Go ahead.
But what do you see? You don't see it as being
anything? I see nothing happening unless you begin to move it forward.
But then
he's happy with the way it is. He's happy with the way it is because he can have his cake and eat it too, and he can have another life you don't know about and still, you know, look like the prince.
But you said he doesn't want a commitment with me.
He doesn't want a commitment necessarily with anybody.
But do you ever see that happening with him and me? Like, is it a case of like, oh, he needs another year to whatever?
No, another 20 years, maybe.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, are you willing to wait around 20 more years?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Right,
you.
And that's, is, you know, how old are you, by the way, or just an approximate age?
30.
Because your generation are the real major commitment phobics. They can't move forward in their relationships. And, you know, it's the booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups. And, you know, I would advise you to see No Strings Attached because Ashton Krishner makes that relationship move forward because he wants it to move forward. You know, and you might have to examine the fact that you have your own fears. That's why you're allowing this to stay this way. Because, you know, people are getting to where they take it to the next level at 30. They get married. They have children. Do you realize how fast you went from 20 to 30? Didn't that go pretty fast?
Mm-hmm.
30 to 40 goes just as fast. And you might be calling me 10 years from now saying you think he's ready to move it forward yet. I just wanted you to sort of time jump forward. And, you know, we can't blame anybody but ourselves on that. Do you want children in the future? Because there is children in the future here in your cards.
But not with him?
Probably not, because this man is really a major commitment phobic. And, you know, I know you might love him, but do you want to be 40 and saying, you know, God, I still don't have a baby, I'm still not married, I'm still waiting for him? I have way too many clients that are 45, 48 that want babies now. I'm like, what were you waiting for? You know, you've been waiting for a guy for 20 years. You know, there is a reason why there's a biological clock, because God finally makes us figure out what we want. So, you know, I would have a serious discussion with him. He does love you. Has he ever told you that?
But only as a friend?
No, not necessarily. But, you know, he has, you know, you did have a heart, soul, mind, body connection here. The point is that that's what scares him so much. You know, and I don't want you to see him 2 years from now. He commits to marrying somebody else, and you're going to be shocked. Because people will marry lower levels of love, people they're not all that committed to, people they know they can say, well, she's a bitch and I can cheat on her. He would find it harder to marry you and do that. But I think you'll be hurt to realize, you know, he can commit, but not necessarily to you, because you are somebody who scares him in terms of he has to heal his issues. He does have issues. As a friend, you know his issues, because he does have some issues.
Yeah, but do you see him marrying somebody else?
I see him being a person who might get entrapped by somebody else, someone who kind of, you know, gets him to marry her, who's a manipulator, and you could get very hurt. That's why, you know, the fact that we
in the near future?
I see there's somebody he's seeing, and she's, you know, wants a man to fit a plan. She wants a baby. She wants to get married, and he just might be the man to fit a plan for her. Not necessarily a higher love. And, you know, sometimes when people are people who can't commit, people who can be womanizers, or people who can be people that want to have their cake and eat it too, they marry those levels of love because it's easier to cheat on people you don't love all that much than it is to do that to somebody you really do care and love.
Do you see him doing that in the near future? Or you
I see him, I see that he doesn't tell you a lot. How often do you see him?
Well, lately it's been a while.
That's what I'm saying. He's seeing somebody right now. So, you know.
Is it serious?
Is it what?
Is it serious?
It's a little bit serious here. So that's why I'm saying, you know, he's kind of moving on with his life and you're still staying stuck. So, you know, are you seeing other people too, or is getting out there?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's doing the same thing.
But would he come back?
He'll always be in your life at this level, you know. I mean, for a while now, just back and forth. But not
but
in terms of a committed relationship, unless you ask him.
But
you
just
know,
as
then,
a friend, or, and that's it?
Yeah, because that's what it looks like here. He's afraid of committing to you in any other way, so... And you're pretty much settling. Are you aware of that?
But wait, why is he afraid of?
He's afraid because, you know, a higher love demands healing issues. It means commitment. It means heal, not being a cake and eat it too. It means a man who's, you know, got to be the best that he can be. And it means we have to stop, you know, reliving our parents' nonsense. He has some issues with his family. Are you aware of that?
No.
He doesn't talk to you about it?
Well, I mean, I can't remember.
Okay.
We talk about all the things, but
okay.
But so and you don't see him coming back for romance.
Not unless you ask him to and see what he says.
If I do that, what would he say though? I just like to be prepared either way.
I'm saying, you know, at this point, it looks like he will tell you he's not ready, and maybe you just need to hear those words out of his mouth. You know, if a man told me I'm not ready to commit and I was 30 years old, I'd say, you know, at this point, I got to move on.
But he says it and means it?
He does what?
He says those words and means it.
You know, says those words and means it, that he's ready to move on? I mean, that he can't commit?
Yeah, like he won't come back.
Once you say this to him, he'll have to realize that he can't string you along. And I think you need to hear that. You know, you're just, you know, a lot of times when we don't ask people questions, it's because we don't want to know the answer.
But at that point, he won't come back.
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, good luck, and let us know what happens with him. I mean, it's 50-50 here in terms of you, you know, if you tell him you want a committed relationship, are you ready to say those words?
Well, I don't know if I'm ready for a committed relationship either.
That's why it's not. Nothing's going
to
move.
Wants to come back for anything beyond just friendship.
Okay, and again, you know, you are getting the level of love that you want. And he'll come back to maybe, you know, have sex with you and then go. But, you know, if you're happy with that, then there's not a problem.
Do you see him doing that?
Not right now, because he is with somebody else, and she's pretty jealous and keeps, you know, tabs on him. So, you know, that's part of why he's not here right now, because he is sleeping with somebody else. He has his needs met. Why should he come to you at this point?
Does that last a long time for them?
She wants to marry him, this girl. She's ready for a marriage. So I'm saying, you know, while you're sitting back, things are moving forward. And if you don't know if you want a committed relationship, what commitment phobics do, they're not sure if they want love or they fear losing us or loving us more. You leave him out there without saying anything, you might lose him. So that's why I would think if you're not sure what you want, then the universe will just move things forward. If you want him, then you have to kind of fight for it.
Okay. I just don't want to be, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Right, and that's why meditate on what it is that you want.
I just don't want to be made a fool of.
Again, that's very common in your generation to feel they don't want to be made a fool of. But, you know, if you don't say what you want, you know, when we die, we're going to see the life that we were meant to have. And a lot of times we're not karmically free of people. We're responsible if we love somebody to tell them that we love them, whether they want to hear it or not. And they can do what they want with that truth, but the truth is invaluable. They're the ones who answer to the karma police that they couldn't commit to soulmate love. If you don't tell him the truth, how can he know what you feel? He's not a mind reader.
True.
So, you know, my feel, I mean, from what I can see in these cards, you love him or at some level you think you do, but have you ever said those words to him?
Yeah. I'm just going by his actions, that's all. I'm following his lead.
Okay,
and
again,
I want to be made a fool of.
Then, you know, if you're seeing other people, just move forward with your life. And, you know, since you're unsure, the universe really can't help you. If we know we want something, the laws of attraction will bring that to us. If we don't know what we want, then the universe can't help.
Well,
so,
I want somebody who wants me. And if he doesn't want me, then...
People can want people, but that doesn't mean they can commit to them. That's the whole point. Love without commitment is pain.
And so he just doesn't want to commit at all. Okay.
And again, don't be surprised. People who are afraid of higher love will commit to lower love. They do it all the time. People walk down the aisle with the wrong person all the time. It's not uncommon.
Is it lasting?
Well, sometimes people walk down the aisle with the wrong person. They stay forever because they don't move forward and they don't know how to leave it. But that doesn't mean it was the right thing to do. We all know marriages that should never have taken place. We can list 20 of them in 2 seconds.
Does he know it's the wrong thing? The right thing?
I'm not sure. But anyway, we have a lot of callers, so I want to try to pick up another caller. Well, good luck to you, and let us know what happens with Chris.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nicole, did you go down to the Long Island caller?
I did. Hold on. And actually... Let's see here. You know what? I had the Long Island caller, and now I'm having trouble with it.
Let me see if I can pick it up.
Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
And your name is?
My name is Susan.
Okay, Susan, and you're calling from Long Island, correct?
Yes, I think so. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Yes, Yes, my question is, I'm kind of curious as to what you see for me, because last winter I got out of a really toxic relationship, and I've met different people since then, and then pretty quickly I see that they're not someone I want to be involved with. And
good.
I have a couple of prospects now, and I'm like, actually one in particular, and I'm kind of like wondering, is this going to be another one? And
again, if you had listened to, you know, what I said to one of the earlier callers, sometimes we're brought a string of toxic people just to test who we are and how quickly we see things. Have you stood on your own 2 feet without a guy for a little bit?
Yeah, about 6 or 7 months.
Good. And I see a really nice guy coming here, by the way. Do you still connect with some of the toxic people? Texting?
No, I pretty much try to stay away from them.
Good. Because this is a really nice guy coming. You know, this is a person that you will probably spend your life with, by the way. And
wow.
You have a very good 5-year period opening up. The universe just wanted to test that you are able to see that people can lie and not everybody's who they say they are. Did you learn that?
Oh, yes.
Did you also learn you can't fix people?
Absolutely.
Okay, because this is a really good guy coming. It looks like you would meet him more just going about your business and working. What do you do for a living?
I'm a writer.
Okay, and it looks like your writing is going to be very successful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, that's there too. So a lot of why the universe gives sometimes writers a lot more experience with relationships than other people if you need to understand a lot to be a writer.
Okay.
And so
yes.
If you could look at some of what you're going through as research,
mm-hmm.
and the universe wanting to teach you, you'll have a little bit more fun with it. But
okay.
It looks like the guy should be here in the next few months, by the way, if not even sooner.
Because there's someone now who's very interested, but I don't feel that big passion, so I'm wondering, like, is this a person for me, or...
Okay, because soulmates do have, like, heart, soul, mind, body connection. There is a chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you might not know the chemistry in the very first second,
mm-hmm.
but it could grow, you know, and that's one thing. You know, if this person's been brought to you, you might want to see what's there and
mm-hmm.
not judge it too soon. You know, I'm not sure if it's him, but you need to, he is somebody that could be a transition soulmate or someone just to teach you something as well.
Okay.
You know, but the guy that's in the picture makes very good money. And he's very reliable and responsible. Is the guy you're talking about that way?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and for you, you might just be a little bit afraid, and you might not be wanting to see what's there. I mean, soulmates have passion, but without drama. A lot of how old are you about?
I'm 42.
Okay, because a lot of times people mistake... you know, drama for passion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes stable people don't come across as being, you know, the passionate. Sometimes crazy people, drug addicts, you know, certain people seem more passionate just because their life is always in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So don't mistake stability for a lack of passion here. So you might want to see what's there a little bit. You know, again... You know, if you've been in toxic relationships, they just sometimes are so volatile and dramatic that we think that's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
But true love is very peaceful.
Yeah. Well, just even like the guy I was involved with, a really toxic guy, he's tried to reach me like recently, and I just don't return his calls.
Because he's in the picture. He's going to land on your doorstep maybe. If I were you, I would, you know, basically tell him you're going to get an order of protection if he doesn't leave you alone.
Yeah.
Because he is definitely nuts. And he is, you know, he's showing up very strongly in these cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these toxic people wait for moments of weakness. They wait for, like, maybe we just had our heart broken by somebody or maybe we just, you know, lost our job and we're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So they always kind of come back just waiting for that moment. But I need to tell you, he's more nuts now than he used to be. So,
God, that's pretty bad.
I know. And that's why I said, you know, these are the kinds of things I always advise people to say, Aunt, you know, look, I don't want you calling me, and I certainly don't want you coming here. You know, I'm asking you to leave, and if you don't leave, I'm calling the police, because he's trouble. You know that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, there's no going back for me, not in any way.
Okay, and that's why, you know, I'm glad that you realize that nice people get involved with toxic love because we think we're going to fix people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after a while, these people make us just as crazy as they are because, you know, even a sane person gets insane when you're hanging around with, you know, crazy. So, you know, yeah. I have a little saying, I don't do crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and I advise everybody to, I don't do crazy. And, you know, for you, just know that he's really, really very strongly in these cards, and I wouldn't be surprised if he runs into you, and that's because he's stalking around, you know. Have
yeah.
you done that in the past?
Yes, and I have had to threaten him, so I'll do it again if I need to.
Okay, good, because that's what I'm saying. Good luck with you, and please let us know what happens with this other guy, because he looks really promising.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
And he's really, and please, all of you women, stop going for the bad guys, you know, or the bad girls, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, good people are, you know, maybe they don't seem at first so exciting, but good people really can be very passionate as well.
Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you
well,
so much,
good luck
Cindy.
To you. Nicole, you
Thank
know
you.
What I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have a lot of client women that just keep going after the bad people. You know what I mean? It's
no,
one bad person after another.
I think that overall, like there's a whole sense of intrigue with, like, the bad boy and the bad girl and things like that, you know? And it seems exciting and it seems fun and everything seems shiny and new and things like that. But, you know, shiny wears off really, really quickly unless there's something of any kind of substance to, you know, to back it up with.
Right. And, of course, you know, everybody thinks it's going to be like a movie. You're going to pick the bad guy and he's going to turn good, or the bad girl and she's going to be good for you, you know. Maybe for a month or a week. And, you know, I have way too many clients really involved with very toxic people. And remember, toxic love or cellmates ends in a courtroom, a jail, an emergency room, or a morgue. And it's not really, it's not good. And, you know, you read in the newspapers this all the time. You know, it's really frightening.
That it is.
Anyway, Nicole, we have another caller.
We've got several callers, Cindy.
Okay.
I just don't know how we're going to get to everybody.
Okay.
All right, we're actually going to go to Maribel, also from New York. And she is a freshman in college.
Wow.
And she's got a question just basically about relationships, and she wants to know if there's anybody coming in for her.
Good
so
question.
So hold on. Hello, Maribel. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Maribel. I'm so glad you're in college. We want women to be able to support themselves, get good jobs. This way we won't make excuses for abuse when men are not good. You're going to do well in school, by the way. What, you know, I hope you're excited about it. This is a strong year ahead for you. And are you going away to school or are you staying home? What are you doing?
I'm staying home.
Okay, good. Because, you know, it's really good a freshman year to kind of stay home and maybe the first year or two or maybe even for your whole time. But are you going to a community college or...
I'm going to one of the, like, city universities, the CUNYs.
Okay, good. And I see for you a guy coming pretty soon. Did you have a relationship that wasn't that great in the past?
No, not really. Like, not any because I haven't allowed myself to.
Okay, because you're a little bit afraid of it?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is a good year. Until you stop being afraid, sometimes the universe won't bring you somebody. Are you starting to kind of say I'm ready for love?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, basically in the past, I've had real, like, self-esteem issues. Like, I wouldn't talk to anybody. So, like, lately I've been trying to, like, find myself and, like, better myself, so.
First of all, we have to stop thinking we have to be perfect to find love. I look at Hollywood, you know, some of the most perfect women have had some of the worst relationships. You know, you're very hard on yourself, and, you know, this is you a little bit, you were a little bit depressed in the past. Have you gone through that now?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is you, you're supposed to be a woman who makes very good money. You have a husband in the future, a really nice guy coming sooner than later. So, you know, one of the greatest invitations to love is to be loving first. And when we have self-esteem issues, it's, and we're shy, at some level that's almost narcissism, where we're so involved with ourselves that we don't put ourselves out there. And so you might find, you know, if you're the first one to talk, that would be good, because a lot of times shy people end up with people who go after them. They don't choose who they're with. It's, you know, a man comes up to them and they start talking, and that's the man that they're with. So try it. If you see somebody you like, start a conversation.
Well, there's like this nice guy at the gym that I've been going to lately. But
and
I
have you
know.
Talked to him?
No.
All right. You know, talking doesn't mean, you know, that you're going to fall in love, or that, you know, it's not a contract, it's not something. I would advise you to talk to him. Practice. We always have to overcome our fear of rejection. So what if somebody looks at us like we're nuts and they don't want to talk to us? So be it. And, you know, for you, it's now time for you to really start getting out there. You're going to have a soulmate love. You're going to have a wonderful relationship. Did your parents have a bad marriage?
Well, my mom did. I mean, she's in her second marriage right now, but she told me about her first, and it was really bad.
Right, and that's what's made you afraid of love. You know, you have your own fears here, and try not to judge your mom, because if you judge her, you're going to end up in a toxic relationship. So, you know, you're not your mom. This guy who's coming is a good guy. He also would make a good husband in terms of he can make money. He's a good business partner. Your mom tends to not pick the best men. She keeps picking men that need fixing. Are you realizing you don't want to pick men that need fixing?
Yeah, I want somebody who's, like, already good, like, stable, knows who he is. And
good.
Not, like, problematic.
Right. Did you have a grandma who passed away?
Yeah.
Because she's the one who says, I'm picking a soulmate for you, a really good guy. And I don't want you to run away afraid. And this is something really, you have a really good year ahead of you. And so, you know, your generation tends to be afraid of love more than any other generation. Because what they've seen is love starts out good and then it stinks. And then you start out again. You get a love and it stinks. You know, there's not enough people with soulmate love who are heart, soul, mind, body committed, who bring out the best in each other. And do you have a couple you could think of that you would like to be like?
Well, there was this one guy that I really used to like, but only because he was everything I wasn't. Like, he wasn't shy. He was out there. He would be nice to everybody. And I admired him so much. And I was just like, wow, I wish I could be like him.
Okay, and again, do you have a couple, though, like an aunt or an uncle or anybody who has a good relationship that you see? Isn't that a scary question? It's taking you so long to answer. That's why your generation is afraid. You want to be a beacon of light for your generation, that real love does exist, and soulmates do bring out the best in each other. And when you admire somebody, that's a good way to become who we want to be. Sometimes we have to fake it. We have to fake some of the qualities we wish we had, and eventually they're real. And I'm glad you did with that guy, sort of traits that you would like to have. And you were really working on being outgoing, or you wouldn't be able to call and speak to us on the phone, you know, here and go, you know, broadcast, you know, on the radio. So, you know, I see a really good guy coming. Don't beat yourself over the head with worries too much. You know, the best thing to be is, be the traits that you want in a person. If you want an honest person, you be honest. If you want a sexy person, you be sexy. If you want an outgoing person, you be outgoing. If you want a kind person, you be kind. And so if we become those embodiments of those traits, we will draw those kinds of people to us. So, you know, being honest is a very good trait. And also just, you know, talking. It's fun to talk and meet people. And, well, good luck to you. I want to try to take one more call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck, and good luck in college.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, we have time for one more.
Well, time for one more. We're going to cruise over to Minnesota, and we're going to speak to Kathy right now.
Okay.
And she was actually recently out of a relationship, and she just wants to know whether or not the next one is going to be coming anytime soon or whether or not the old one is going to resume. So we're going to speak to Kathy. Hello, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Good. It looks like Mr. Old will return. I just don't think he's going to return any better or different. It's the same old crap. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I think you'll get satisfaction that he does return, and he will miss you the rest of his life. But for you, you need a little bit of courage, and you had a lot of courage when you were a young girl. You need some courage to stand on your own two feet without a man a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then this wonderful person is coming. You know, there's a lot of elements of toxic love in the past guy, which means, you know, you're not necessarily bringing out the best in each other.
Mm-hmm.
But toxic love does have an unconscious contract. No matter what you do or I do, we don't abandon each other. So he'll be returning from natal doomsday. But are you ready for something better?
You know what? I am.
And how long have you been with this man?
Off and on. Too long, 28 years.
Okay, because you know what? It's enough. Enough is enough is enough. And, you know, were you married to him?
No.
Just on and off for 28 years?
Yeah.
Are you ready for somebody who wants to stick 2 feet in it and make it work and heal his issues?
Yeah.
How about somebody who's already healed? Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
And when this man returns, he's going to make you feel really guilty because he's going to say, now I'm ready to change. Oh, but now I'm ready to commit. But now I'm especially if he finds you with somebody else, don't believe it. He is who he is. He's never going to change. His mom is dead.
Yeah.
Because she's talking insane. He judged his dad very harshly, swore he'd never be his dad. He's worse than his dad. She's telling you to run for the hills and don't look back. And that's his own mother. You deserve better, and you will have better. And, you know, are you starting to feel like your old self again?
Well, I kind of miss him. And it's been like 2 weeks since I haven't talked to him. I changed my number and all of that.
Again, a toxic love is an addiction. It's not good for us. It's like heroin. And those old souls, we're old souls, we don't usually get hooked on drugs or alcohol, but we can get hooked on toxic love.
Uh-huh.
It is an addiction, and you've got to wean off of it. It's not good for you, but you keep going back for it. So if you've ever judged an alcoholic, realize that you've got your own addiction here.
Yeah.
And, you know, just when, you know, you're just about ready to get over him, you're going to, you know, call him and get a fix.
Mm-hmm.
And then expect that it'll feel good for about a minute, and then you're going to end up hurt again.
Okay.
He's never going to be loyal. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
And that's something for you to realize. He's never, ever, ever going to be loyal to you.
But when you see another relationship coming?
I see it coming really soon. So, you know, that's something for you to know that this is a good man coming. I hope you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything to find someone?
No, basically stay in the house.
Okay, and again...
do you want to find someone?
I do, but I really don't go to clubs and... I don't know. I just go out to the store and pop me the lake.
If you want somebody to come into your life, you can't stay at home. That's like asking God, please let me win the lottery and not going out and buying a ticket. But
good analogy, Nicole. That's why I love her. She's great.
You know, it's like, yeah, God, I want to win the lottery. Well, buy a ticket first. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to be in a relationship and if you want somebody to be there, you've got to put yourself out there. And you got to put the vibe out there, too. You know, I mean, I have been in toxic relationships before where, you know, like I thought that I was going to die without the other person, you know. But when push came to shove, I liked and I missed certain qualities of that person.
Right.
But I did not miss the person that they were. And I'm sure that it's probably the same on your end. You probably miss different ideas and concepts that's made in your head and in your head alone regarding this person. But let's face it, on and off for 28 years, you guys were on and off for a reason, honey, which means that there was most likely going to be a lot more serious issues going on there than meets the eye. You know, obviously, we're not all milk and cookies and everything for 28 years. You guys had your issues. And you know what? I think that now is the time for you to just stand up on your own two feet and say, you know what? I'm not going to have any more of the mess anymore. I'm not going to have any more of the drama. And and try to redirect your energies to something that's worth your while.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, good luck and let us know what happens. And it's time for our show to close. And, Nicole, do you have a shout-out for us?
Thank you.
Actually.
Okay, good luck to you, by the way. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Actually, I am just going to give a shout-out to you, Cindy. Fabulous show, as always.
Thank you so much. And Nicole, thank you for your like little insights, your analogies. We couldn't do the show without Nicole because she's the one behind, around, and doing all the hard work so that I don't mess up. So, and she makes my job easy. I hope you have a little bit of a rest this week, Nicole. Your spirit guides are telling me you need rest.
Oh, are they now?
And good luck to everybody. We'll speak to you next week.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.